Gator Dave from his podcast, Gator Breakdown. Gator's Breakdown, you can get that. We'll let you know how you can get that podcast in case you've never heard it. Dave, how you been, sir?
Good, Bill. Thanks for fitting me in a little bit early this morning.
When looking back at SEC Media Days, now that you've had a couple of days to get away from it and digest a little bit more, anything that pops up for you? Here's a specific one. What are you seeing in South Carolina, considering, and we were debating this a little bit on Twitter last night, considering their schedule?
I do think they will be a little better than what they were last year, Bill, but that schedule is murderer's row, I think, for what Will Muschamp has to go through, and it would be a better team. And ultimately, I don't know how much you can judge him on this season that's coming up just because the schedule is so hard. You're going to face the number one, number two, number three teams in the nation, much like Texas A&M is, but they're in the West. They have to play those schools. But, yeah, I pegged South Carolina fifth in the predicted order of finish last week just because of that. I think they're on par with Missouri and Kentucky there, but I had to peg them down a little bit just because of that schedule. And, you know, if they can win one of those, that's an accomplishment in and of itself. But then you'll still have to face Florida as well, more than likely a top-10 team. Texas A&M will be a borderline top-10 team as well. So South Carolina's schedules will be filled with, you know, maybe half of the top-10. And so, or, yeah, at least, you know, five of the top-15 teams there. So would Jake Bentley finally take that next big step here? That's probably the biggest question for them. He's done well, but they're still, I think, waiting for more. They're okay at putting up yards. They put a lot of yards up on Florida last year, but just didn't have the depth to kind of keep up with Florida, especially on the defensive side of the ball. There, Brian Edwards, that receiver, I think, is a weapon, but they got to replace Deebo Samuel and his playmaking ability all around the field. So, I think their questions on offense are there. Can they finally run the ball? They don't get Jake Bentley doesn't get a lot of help from the running backs and the offensive line around him. And Will Muschamp, if we go dating back to his days at Florida, he wants to run the ball. He wants to run the ball and protect his quarterback, but he hasn't really been able to do that so far at South Carolina. So I think they got to get healthy on the defensive side of the ball. That's probably where they got hurt the most last year. They couldn't stay healthy. Their linebacking core should be pretty good. The secondary, they have a lot of talent. Will Muschamp can coach those guys up there. But Rashad Fenton, he had three interceptions all of last year. He's gone. J.C. Horn, he's kind of a rising star there at corner. I think somebody to look out for. But all in all, Bill, I think, you know, just that schedule is going to be way too much for South Carolina in the end.
West Coast Sooner, checking in from out in L.A., says, why would South Carolina hire Muschamp if they knew he couldn't win the league at Florida? Florida's the better job, and South Carolina hired somebody who proved he was incapable of winning the league. Let's go back and play, not necessarily revisionist, but what was the main downfall from Muschamp at Florida?
Not being able to settle on an offensive coordinator. He hired Charlie Weiss to begin with. Charlie Weiss leaves after one season, replaces him with Brent Peace from Boise State, and Brent Peace was not, had that good 2012 season. You thought they could build on that. And don't get me wrong, they had an injury-riddled preseason camp in 2013. I don't think I've ever seen a team with as many injuries as that 2013 Gator team had. But you still started the season. You had Driscoll coming off of that 2012 season, but you open up against Miami. You lose that game. Then against Tennessee, Jeff Driscoll goes down, and Tyler Murphy's your backup quarterback. And it all just kind of fell apart there in the 2013 season. But then Brent Peace didn't get it done, an offensive coordinator. Then you bring in Kurt Roper from Duke, who, you know, for all in all, did some good things. But, you know, that's looking like that's pretty much David Cutcliffe's offense, and you can kind of shove it off there at Duke. So he had some really good defenses. But he did have some bad luck with some injuries in the offensive line situation where some guys just had some health concerns and just never either played a down or just didn't play much at Florida. And, Bill, I just kind of go back Florida's not the learn. It's not learn on the job type of job. I think a lot of pressure got to Muschamp. I liked him personally, but he just wasn't getting it done. He had that, you know, that really good 2012 year, almost a game. You know, Notre Dame loses to USC in the final week of the season. There, Florida's probably got a good chance of sneaking into the BCS title game against the winner of Georgia and Alabama. There, but that 2012 season is really all you can point to. I just go back to not being able to settle on an offensive coordinator, not really adjusting the style, really wanting to play that ground and pound, taking the speed that you can get at the University of Florida and wanting to play in a phone booth. And that's not going to work at Florida. You got to use that speed. You got to spread it out a little bit, use that speed that you have, and then just the injuries also just kind of piled up. And so the offensive coordinator and injuries is really what did Will Muschamp in.
Yeah, I think of coordinator shuffling, like you mentioned, but other than Driscoll in 12, quarterback play wasn't very good the entire time.
It wasn't. And Tyler Murphy, I mean, he's still in the NFL right now, but he went on to Boston. He went on to Boston College and did some good things. But well, you know, he kind of played quarterback shuffle with that. And hey, Jacoby Brissett also is still in the NFL. So he had quarterbacks, but like I said, just going back and he just didn't necessarily. I mean, Jeff Driscoll goes off in Louisiana Tech and does good things. He's in the NFL. Jacoby Brissett's in the NFL. Tyler Murphy's in the NFL. So the quarterbacks were there. I just don't think he, like as I said, him and the offensive coordinators, he wanted to run the wrong kind of style of offense, and the offensive line shuffling just necessarily didn't do him any favors.
Whoever would have gotten that job, Muschamp got it, but considering they're coming in behind Urban Meyer, and Urban's last year wasn't all that good, but Urban's overall resume was sparkling there. A couple of natties in the 09 team. I say it ad nauseum on the show. The 09 team was plenty good enough to win it, too.
Yep.
Had some incredible teams. Whoever comes in behind Urban Meyer back then, wouldn't that have been tough for most any coach, or do you think it was there for somebody to really succeed?
Bill, can we play revisionist history and bring it to current Florida? What if they would have hired Dan Mullen after Urban? What if they would have went to Mississippi State? You know, after a couple seasons there, you got Jeff Driscoll, who would to me would have been tailor made Dan Mullen offense.
Yeah.
And you got the continuity there. He would know some of the talent that was already on the roster. Similar system, or you know, almost the exact same system that you ran for winning national championships at Florida. You then in 2011 would have been, you know, Mullen's first year. He would have had some SEC experience for a couple of years at Mississippi State. They will Muschamp a job. I don't know why, you know, with Dan Mullen being a couple of seasons at Mississippi State, why he probably shouldn't have been considered more for that job. So I don't know if, you know, Jeremy Foley and Mullen were on the best of terms at the time, but I think if we can play revisionist history, that probably should have been the hire Florida went with back in 2011.
Things would pretty much be, well, and I think they're stabilized now as well, that he's there, he's back now, but maybe not as choppy through those years leading up to today, correct?
I think so. I mean, Dan Mullen brought stability, turned around Mississippi State in those short two seasons, you know, kind of going along that same timeline there, 2009, 2010, 2011. But, yeah, 2009, 2010, you know, Dan Mullen improved that Mississippi State program from year one to year two. So, I mean, I know they probably would have a lot more experience, but you just went and hired a guy who didn't have any experience. It was the coach in waiting at Texas. So, if you'd have hired somebody like Dan Mullen who was familiar with the program, familiar with the expectations of the Florida fan base, because that was part of it too. I think is, you know, dealing with the expectations at the University of Florida. It did Will Muschamp in, it did Jim McElwain in, and Dan Mullen kind of just knew what to expect. And I think as I go back, I think it would have been tailor made a perfect offense for Jeff Driscoll and being able to run. I don't think Will Muschamp ran Jeff Driscoll enough when he was here. We kind of always harp back. Why doesn't, you know, they use kind of the offense that he was brought in for when Urban was still here at Florida, that Jeff Driscoll and Dan Mullen would have probably been a match made in heaven for Gator fans.
Yeah, I remember running into Dan in Birmingham, and he was laughing. He said he and his wife were listening. And back then, the Miami job one of the many times it's opened up, was open, and we were speculating on him about that, and he said they got a good giggle out of it. I don't know. I don't know if they got close to it or not, but anyways.
I heard they did. He about would have been the guy if Mark Richt wouldn't have got fired from Georgia.
Right.
That may have lined up at that time. But, you know, of course, Miami wasn't going to go away from Richt once he was available and being an alum and his coaching resume.
Tell everybody about Gators Breakdown, the podcast.
You can get Gators Breakdown on news4jax.com/Gators Breakdown. Catch the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all that good stuff, YouTube as well. And just taking a look back at Florida being pegged second in the SEC East behind Georgia and kind of the expectations, you know, of best case, worst case scenario for the Gators this, for the season coming up.
Good stuff, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.